Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, wow. That is depressing. Sorry. I know our next guest is really mad about the forecast, so she's going to vent. But we actually, of course, have her on for a serious reason. The news broke today that the Minneapolis officer who fatally shot Amir Locke during that no-knock warrant raid at the apartment in which he was staying will not be charged with anything. And it was interesting because we were talking to David Schultz about the Hunter Biden laptop. And he said, you know, the Hunter Biden laptop, there doesn't seem to be anything illegal here. But it looks really, really bad, and it's probably bad policy. And I feel like we're almost in a situation with this, the Amir Locke thing. Like maybe, you know, Attorney General Ellison or Mike Freeman couldn't find anything to charge the officer with, and maybe it wasn't illegal what he did, but it looks really, really bad. And joining us is Professor Rachel Paulos from the University of St. Thomas Law School. And as you know, she is a former U.S. attorney for Minnesota and frequent guest on this show. Professor Paulos, welcome back to the program.
Welcome. It's nice to hear the sound of your voice, Jordana.
Oh, you're kind. I'm glad to be here with you. Thank you. And
yes,
this is a tough story because I look at this and I feel like, where is the justice in this world? Yet, I guess legally you can't charge this officer. Is that right?
Well, three different entities agreed that charges couldn't be brought: the attorney general, the Hennepin County attorney, and an independent expert. And so they are saying that based on their review of the evidence, that and based on the very high standard that the law provides, that they don't believe the actor, the police officer, acted unreasonably in this situation. In other words, they believe that the officers here have great leeway to use deadly force under Minnesota law and under federal law, and that deadly force was authorized in this situation.
Professor Paulos, this is Paul. Thank you again for joining us today. And as somebody who has a conceal and carry, and I've said this many times, I think all of us have a right to defend ourselves. And what's ironic in this tragic case with Amir Locke is that Mr. Locke was trying to defend himself at the same time the police officer was trying to defend himself. And so, you know, I just shake my head, and I don't know where the law comes down on this, but certainly Amir Locke, from what I understand, had the right to defend himself, correct?
That is correct. And law enforcement officers admitted that today, that he lawfully possessed a firearm and that he was doing it to protect himself, given robberies to which he had been subjected. And so I think what you're pointing out, there are two different issues. One is that no-knock warrants are extremely dangerous, not just for civilians, but for police as well. So if Amir Locke, not knowing that his home was being entered by law enforcement, but thinking that he was the victim of a home invasion, had actually fired the first shot, we could have had multiple people dead in this situation, which is why I think that many, many people have been calling for the reevaluation of why no-knock warrants are authorized in average situations. They should be reserved for extraordinary situations. And secondly, I think it's important to remember that legally, the issue is not evaluated from the perspective of the victim. The courts look at whether force was reasonable or excessive, viewed from the objective perspective of a law enforcement officer. We don't look at the officer's intent. We don't look at motivation. We don't look at any possible racial bias. According to the courts, none of that is considered.
Okay, so we're just supposed to look at the fact that the officer claims to have seen a gun in Amir Locke's hand. He felt he was in danger, and he pulled the trigger.
That's exactly right.
Is this considered a case of what they refer to as qualified immunity?
Well, qualified immunity is what the officers will claim if Amir Locke's family sues them in a civil lawsuit, which every indication is that the Locke family is going to sue, at a minimum, the officers involved, maybe the Minneapolis Police Department as well. And in that case, they're going to claim, no, you shouldn't sue us because we have qualified immunity. We were acting within the scope of our authority. The question today was on the criminal side, could they be charged with for murder or manslaughter of Amir Locke? Qualified immunity comes up in a civil context between private litigants, and it does sound like, based on the fact that they've retained attorney Ben Crump and his statement today, that they will be pursuing their own private remedies as the victim's family.
Professor Paulos, I'm curious. No more no-knock warrants in Minneapolis, and they mean it this
Correct.
Time, right? They're done. Now, my understanding, law enforcement, if there's a hostage situation, there are these special occurrences where, you know, the element of surprise is especially important to get, you know, a good outcome, no lives lost. But so we will lose that opportunity during hostage situations, but hopefully save more lives going forward. Something positive coming out of this tragic, horrific story with Amir Locke?
Well, I hope so, and I hope that nationally that something positive comes out of the stories of Amir Locke and Breonna Taylor and so many other people who have not been guilty of violent felonies and who are gunned down by police, sometimes in situations where the police believe that they are under threat. As I say, the violence attendant in these situations could be visited on many people, civilians as well as police. And it is time for a national review of this, not just for the city of Minneapolis.
Before you leave, were you surprised by this decision? And then is banning the no-knock warrants enough, or do there really need to be policy changes to stop these kinds of killings?
To answer your second question, I'm not sure that banning the no-knock warrants is enough. And I think that we have to have a larger conversation around healthy relationships with the community. Of course, we need police. Of course, we need them to feel that they can do their job. But we also want them to know, to be responsive to and respectful of the communities they serve. And that involves a series of reforms, of which no-knock warrants are just one, from a policy perspective. To answer your first question, was I surprised? I was a little bit surprised, and I was more surprised that there weren't more details about what the evidence showed in the eyes of the Attorney General, the Hennepin County Attorney, and the independent expert. I mean, they said we are dealing with a very high legal standard here, but I would have liked to have heard more on why the facts in this case did not meet that legal standard, and we didn't hear very much about that today. So I think those would be interesting follow-up questions to understand why this case fell short in their eyes.
Great point. Professor Paulos, thank you. Thank you for your perspective. And Rachel, I'm sorry about this weather pattern.
I just bought the girls their Easter sandals, and I'm really, really not happy with this. So if you could take it up with the Almighty, Paul, I would appreciate that.
I wish I had a direct conduit. I
Me
guess
too.
I do, but
yeah.
I'm going to keep praying, and it will get better. But apologies to your daughters, and this too shall pass. But we sure appreciate having you on today. Thank you so much, Professor,
Thanks, Professor.
Paulos, University of St. Thomas. Glad to have you on our show.
Thank you. Be well.
You bet.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.